day 4-2 today, but you probably had a good exhibition there. There's no such thing as an easy game.
No, I mean, the trouble this week is we've had Merthyr Town last week and we had Stratford Saturday, so it's two teams at the top, and we've gone quite reverse now to playing a team down the bottom. And, you know, to be honest with you, these games are more difficult, you know. As you saw, you know, we didn't expect a guy of theirs to have a throw-in, like a corner, by the way, but that caused us damage in the first couple of minutes. But, yeah, I mean, pleased overall with the amount of injuries we've had this season. It's been just horrendous, and even today, you know, it's there for everybody to see. You know, having two players, you know, injured during the game through hamstrings says it all.
Do you think in the second half maybe you were able to show a little bit more quality that was maybe cancelled out in the first half?
Yeah, well, I always said, you know, we had to match their willingness to run. Now, we were, you know, this team worked hard against Stratford on Saturday, so it was really important today that we matched their work rate. But I always was quite confident, you know, that at the end of the day the quality would shine through, and in the end it did.
On the season as a whole, it's your first year back in the league. Have you been pleased with how it's worked out?
I can't be pleased, you know. So I said to guys, you know, we played well against Merthyr, played well against Stratford, but at the end of the day, we still lost two games of football. And this club's about winning things, winning games. But, you know, I must say that the guys have worked extremely hard to even just stay in this league. You know, it's been a battle this year throughout, without doubt, losing as many players as what we did, obviously. But what I demand as a manager is that, you know, it's 110 works, you know, work effort, you know, it's a good work ethic, and we go about each game as it comes, because, you know, it is about work rate and the rest of it. But yeah, we need to get somebody who's going to be banging in 30-40 goals a season. That's what the club really needs to aim for, because with that, I don't think we're too far away.
It looks like you're safe now to stay in the league. Have you already started to think about next season? You mentioned there a person to get you 30 or 40 goals. Are you already looking at what you need to bring in order to be more competitive?
Yeah, I mean, I took over in November, and as far as I'm concerned, pre-season started back in November. It's about planning for next year, and, you know, it's putting the feeders out already, and it's making sure that, you know, this team just lacks somebody who's going to, you know, put a ball in it 30 times a season. They are quite, you know, every team's looking for that player, to be honest with you. So they're not in vast quantities out there. But, you know, it's about hard work as a manager, and making phone calls and keeping your head to the ground and going watching games, etc. And I'll work as hard as I can to make sure we can turn things around.
And off the pitch as well, obviously it's a big financial expenditure being in this league. Does things look as good off the pitch as they are on the pitch?
No, things look pretty bad off the pitch, to be honest with you, because, I mean, we're in limbo with this new facility. You know, we had a VAT issue, which I think it's finally getting resolved, but we've had a ground grading issue where we're given the clean bill of health by the guy that inspected us for this level. And then we had a visit in November saying that we didn't comply. So, you know, we're really having to pay for other people's mistakes, which really don't sit well with me.
Are you confident it'll all be sorted in time for next season?
Well, I'm hopeful, but like I say, I mean, we're in the hands of the FA to a certain extent, you know. But all we can do is do what we're doing, you know. I mean, it's been a great day today. We've had 450-odd people up here. It's been an enjoyable day. Hopefully, you know, some of that percentage of that total amount of crowd will actually return and watch us, because, you know, there's a lot of mistakes made today, obviously, it's end of season game. But at the end of the day, the lads gave it all, and, you know, the six goals to be seen. So, yeah.
I've heard a rumour that you get behind the barbecue yourself to dish out a few of the end of the season rolls and things like that. Is something you're looking forward to?
Yeah, well, I was up the ground this morning at 5 o'clock. You know, actually helping the guy off his van with a pig, so to speak. And, by God, do they weigh something as well. But, like I say, I was up here at 5 o'clock. I'd do anything for this club. You know, the club's, you know, in my veins and running through me, you know, the blood. It's just, you know, I'd do anything. I'm a man that wears lots of hats, but I'm not too proud to do any job, you know. But it's not just about me, it's about the volunteers around as well. You know, this is a club that don't pay really people who help. It's just all volunteers. And you know, hats off to them as well, because it's not just about me, it's about them, and it's about the players as well. Because I'll say the players which are left, obviously, you know, it was very difficult for us this year because of the amount of players we left. But, you know, I've got nothing to prove, you know. Won the Vars last year and won the league last year. So, but, you know, I just want to put something back into the club again. And, you know, I know when the time's right not to do that. And I'm not going to make the same mistake twice.